Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Mitra says government plans to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cybercrime. Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture, Salhodonya Kruse, announces on setting up an apple processing unit for Tanamir Village. State Drugs Control Administration cancels 5 licensed pharmacy and suspends 4 in indulging illegal sale of restricted drugs in Nagaland. And another rockfall occurred at Baglabaha National Highway 29 this afternoon, leading to road blockade. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Mitra today described cyber security as an integral part of national security, saying the centre has planned to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with a cyber crime. He stated this while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre in New Delhi. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cyber security. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace, as cybercrime has no boundary. On the occasion, the minister launched key initiatives for protection against cybercrime and dedicated cyber fraud mitigation centre to the nation. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture, Salhodonya Kruse, has announced to set up an apple processing unit at Tanamir village. Kruse said this while addressing the 15th Tanamir Apple Festival at Kifore today. She exuded hope that setting an apple processing unit will not only enhance the value of their abundant apple produce, but also create new avenues for economic growth in the region. Kruse also encouraged the villagers to take up other crops suitable to their climate conditions to further boost their economy. She assured of the department's assistance in market linkages, technical knowledge and support. Director of Horticulture, Meya Sashi, said Nagaland is the sixth apple-producing state in the country and appreciated the farmers from Tanamir village for being a pioneer of apple cultivation in Nagaland. He also emphasized on the need for grading and sorting for quality specifications in order to export Tanamir apples. Meya Sashi further asked the village council to plant 200 older trees mandatorily to help fix nitrogen and cultivate other cash crops as intercrop with older trees. Advisor W. Chingang Konyak and S. Kisumyu Yumchunga also spoke on the occasion. The State Drugs Control Administration, SDCA, Department of Health and Family Welfare, has cancelled 5 licensed pharmacies and suspended 4 for indulging in illegal sale of restricted drugs in the state. The SDCA said it is fully committed in the fight against the social menace of drug abuse in the state, in consonance with the state government's declaration on war against drugs. While taking a proactive approach to curb the menace, the licensed dealers have been cautioned to desist from such illegal practices. SDCA also reaffirmed that no licensee would be spared but strictly dealt with as per the law. A significant rockfall has occurred at Baglabaha, New Jumukidima, on National Highway 29 around 2 p.m. today, blocking the entire road. NHIDCL has since cleared one lane, allowing limited access for one vehicle until 7 p.m. Consequently, 30 to 40 trucks travelling between Kohima and Dimapur have been permitted to pass through intermittently. It has also been informed that Kohima authorities have requested Dimapur Traffic Police to hold all heavy vehicles from travelling via Zabsa due to recent landslides at the KMC dumping site. As a result, heavy vehicles have been rerouted to Betucha. Earlier on the first week of this month, 2 major landslides and mudslides had occurred at Perima and Baglabaha, causing major damages and loss of lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day to nominate is the 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister was pleased to share that several nominations have been received. He highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots-level heroes with the People's Padma. Nominations can be submitted at awards.gov.in. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the GST Council has decided to form two key group of ministers, GOM, on one on rate rationalization on medical and life insurance and another on the road ahead for compensation, says. She said the next GST Council meeting in November will take up the recommendation of the new GOM on health and life insurance. Sitharaman said the new GOM on medical health insurance will be submitting its report by the end of October. The GOM will deliberate upon insurance-related matters for senior citizens, life insurance, term life insurance, group insurance, etc. The 54th GST Council meeting was held yesterday in New Delhi. With a aim to equip the school leaders with relevant skills, enhance governance and capacity of school leaders, a month-long school leadership development program, SLDP, training for Batch 6 got underway at CRT Kohima today. The training is being organized by the School Leadership Academy, SLIMAT, SCRT, in collaboration with Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse Nectar. Director of School Education Vontungo Tsoboi said school leadership has been identified as one of the most important components to ensure quality education in schools, stating that school leaders are the prime movers of leading change and enabling transformation. Tsoboi emphasized that the heads of schools need to be provided with leadership training in a professional manner which equips them with skills and strategies required to fulfill their responsibility effectively. Joint Secretary School Education Department and Deputy Project Director of NECTAR Project, Avila Ruho, said the SLDP program is a compact and comprehensive program and encourage the participants to share best practices and take the opportunity to learn from each other. The ongoing batch of SLDP will conclude with project work, submissions and an online validatory program on October 9. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has said the filling up of forms for HSLC and HSSLC examination 2025 for the regulars, repeaters and compartmental students will start from 17th and end on 30th of this month. However, students failing to fill up their application forms during the stipulated date can fill their forms in between 1st to 5th October with ₹500 as late submission fee. Intending candidates have been asked to fill up their application forms by accessing the NBSC portal nbscnl.edu.in. Schools or centres are also asked to log in to NBSC portal and verify the forms and pay the examination fee for the different categories of candidates within the set dates. No application shall be accepted after the extended dates. Further, it informed that repeaters and compartmental students should compulsorily surrender their original admit cards and mark sheets to the school from where their application forms are filled up, and the same should be handed over to the forwarding school for onward submission to the board within the month of October, failing which admission cards would not be issued. NBSC also said the forwarding school or centre should send the original admit cards and mark sheets by post or submitted to the board's office. Along with the rest of the country, the third quarterly national Lok Adalat, People's Courts, for 2024 will be observed in all the district headquarters under the aegis of Nagaland State Legal Services Authority on 14th of this month. 11 Lok Adalat benches by the District Legal Services Authority, DLSAs, will be set up. There is no court fee payment when a matter is filed in a Lok Adalat. The disposal data of each DLSAs will be further uploaded on a web portal of the State Authority at nslsa.nagaland.gov.in. And now it's when the news, here are the headlines again. Union Home Minister Mitra says government plans to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cybercrime. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture, Saludonio Cruze, announces on setting up an apple processing unit at Taname Village. State Drugs Control Administration cancels 5 licensed pharmacies and suspended 4 in indulging illegal sale of restricted drugs in Nagaland. And another rockfall occurred at Baglabahar National Highway 29 this afternoon, leading the road broken. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.